Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. So I was out to dinner with some friends the other night, and my husband, Barry, wanted to show Jim and Janie our boat. So he sat there scrolling through his photos on his phone for about a minute until I leaned over and said, "Hey, just search using the word boat." Oh my gosh, everybody at the table was like amazed. And so I thought I'd tell you about that trick too. So the next time you're looking for a photo, just type in whatever you're looking for. Maybe it's a dog, maybe it's a sunset. Works every single time. And speaking of photos, I have one of me with REM. And if you see it, that's me in the corner. Oh, that was a great one. Hey, listen, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. I'm, of course, Kim Commando, America's digital goddess, here with you once again. It's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show about all things digital. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, welcome back. You look fabulous. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top radio stations throughout the United States. And we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for My Last Name Commando. And you can find us as a podcast or webcast commercial-free over at commando.com. There on the homepage, just hit that button that says Join the Commando Community. And yes, I did say commercial free. Now, if you're listening on the radio, we love that. Just a reminder, you can also get Kim Commando Today as a podcast Monday through Friday. Just search for My Last Name Commando with a K, of course. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And before we get this party started, I need two things from you, just two things. Number one, the easiest and the best way for us to grow the number of listeners on radio and as a podcast is for you to tell at least one friend about the Kim Commando Show. And the second thing is that I want to hear from you. If there's something that you want to hear more of or less of, just go ahead and head over to commando.com and there's a link that says email Kim. Every single day, I go to at least 35 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on all things digital. And here are the top five things you need to know about tech right now. And let's start with a scenario. You've probably heard of WeWork. It's the shared workspace rented by companies. They want to provide their employees with free, over-the-top, out-of-this-world perks like, yes, on-the-job sleeping pods, gourmet lunches prepared by a real on-site chef. They have workout rooms and juice bars. Millennials and Gen Zers loved WeWork. But there was just one little problem. It was simple. After all the free perks, there was no time left for work. That's right. Productivity plummeted. Companies moved out. And for WeWork, the big employer enlightenment, well, it brought on one of the most spectacular corporate collapses in history. Get this. 3 years ago, WeWork was valued, are you ready for it? $47 billion just 3 years ago. This past week, it filed for bankruptcy, liabilities of more than $50 billion. Wow. Telling you. It's a tough economy, and the word perk has been replaced by work. All right, moving on to number two. What should you do if your EV catches fire? Car fires happen more frequently with gas-powered vehicles than electric vehicles. Of course, there are far more gas-powered cars. And when one catches fire, there's usually an obvious reason. It's probably an accident. But with an electric vehicle, an EV, a spontaneous fire usually originates with the lithium-ion battery. Now, this can happen with or without an accident, while the car is moving or parked, or while it's charging. And EVs burn differently than gas-powered cars. Temperatures can reach almost 1,500 degrees. So, how do you put this fire out? You don't. The Wall Street Journal reports firefighters say, just let it burn. Seriously, water will not extinguish a battery fire. This is yet another reason why you should never charge your EV in your garage or your carport. Moving on to number three, let's talk about DoorDash and the warning that they've issued to all their customers. Yes, I did say warning. Now, whenever you're now using DoorDash and you place the order, I want you to pay attention because there's a new pop-up message that appears during checkout. They say that if you do not pre-tip, your food order will take longer to reach you and you're probably going to have your food delivered. It's going to be cold. I know what you're thinking, like a pre-tip, what is that? There's no such word. It's almost like extortion, isn't it? All right, whatever you want to call it, this is what DoorDash is rolling out. If you want to get your food on time, you're going to have to pre-tip. And that's on top of the typical 50% markup on the food. And you don't even get a kiss after all that. Number four, cell phone bans in school. This year, Florida passed a new law banning student cell phone use during class time. And so did Great Britain. Other states are about to do the same. Naturally, both parents and teachers, they're split on whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Now, the group who's against banning cell phones during class time claim that these bans could hinder a student's self-direction and critical thinking. All right, we're talking about young kids here, the ones with far too many distractions and self-directed activities, most of it focused on TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram and all of social media. So common sense tells you that during class, a smartphone could be the ultimate distraction. Again, that's during class. But on the way to school, between classes, going home, yes, by all means, give your child a smartphone. Monitor their location for their safety and also your peace of mind. And finally, this coming in at number five, the next time you're cleaning your house up, you could be sitting on a gold mine, a real gold mine, in your closet and in your basement and in your garage. I mean, it's super easy to discover what things have value in the used marketplace. And what's number one? Think about this. High-quality exercise equipment. It is the top-selling item right now on eBay, OfferUp, and Facebook Marketplace. Now, most sellers, they don't know the actual value of what they have. Many sell quickly because we're moving. We got to get rid of this thing. Now, if you're buying, what this means to you is that there are deals to be had. Buyers are also looking for high quality natural fiber rugs. They especially want wool, silk, or cotton. Here's one you're not expecting. 12 million searches for good used brand name shoes. That's right. And 70 million are now looking for toys and games. So with the holidays just weeks away, what you should be doing is dig through what you have, do a little research to check prices and get selling and shopping online. But speaking of toys, where does Walmart keep the Terminator toys? Where does Walmart keep the Terminator toys? I'll be back. Ooh, get it? Like, I'll be back. Ooh, tough crowd. You guys and gals are just tough today. All righty, let's see. Who are we going to start with? How about Will in Indianapolis, Indiana?
My family has been farming for a few decades now. And each fall during harvest, when we send a load of grain to market, we try to keep a tally of the driver, what equipment they were in, the grain that went, where it was going, and a date and time. And then we use that list as a sort of check and balance against scale tickets that we collect through the season and the settlement sheet at the end of the year from the market.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we miss some. And in an environment that can go from pretty laid back and easygoing to kind of hectic to absolutely frantic all in the same day, sometimes we don't get the right driver down. Sometimes we don't get the right, you know, the right time that a load went. I'm trying to find an app, either on an iDevice or an Android or both, that will allow me to basically create a button. I can create one each day that has the driver's information, their equipment, where it's going, what it was, and when a load leaves, I can simply tap the button, and it will timestamp it and add it to a list that I can export either to a PDF or to like a Word file, something of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been unsuccessful in finding anything like that.
It's going to take some time to pull it all together. I mean, this isn't something where you're going to be like, okay, I just downloaded this and it's going to be fabulous and life's going to be great. You know, sorry. You know, I wish I could help you there, Will. But I can tell you two platforms that I think you should look at and try. One is called Airtable. And it's kind of the combination of a couple of words that you used of a spreadsheet and a database. Okay. So you could create these buttons, so to speak, that would be the grain type, the destination, the equipment, the driver, the time, things like that. You could export this data into Excel. And it allows you to create different levels of users, too. So you would be obviously the admin, the top level, and then you could make certain things only accessible to certain people. There's a similar platform called Monday, and these platforms are really powerful, Will. They are. I was reluctant to use them because I was like, well, you know, we do the way that we pick the content in the show is that I pick, there are 36 pieces of content in the show, and I plug them in like a puzzle, kind of like what you're doing, Will. You're kind of like, you have this puzzle that you're putting together, right?
Correct.
And so using Monday, which is, we've decided to use Monday, but I think you might be more interested in Airtable. But it gives you like a free form, so to speak. And then you can assign different things and different actions when somebody signs in or when somebody does something. So like, for example, like right now, every morning there's probably 10 pieces of content, stories that I want to read. And then I'll say that one of them should go to be a digital life hack. Something else should maybe be in a newsletter. This should be the third story in hour three of the show. And then by just putting in different actions, the DLH script, that goes to Maddie. And that says to Maddie, you need to get this as a DLH. It goes to Allie and says, this should be in a newsletter. It goes to me and it automatically pre-populates a form that is going to be in the third story in hour three. Can I get my drift?
Yeah.
So, but you tell it behind the scenes when this happens, it's a whole bunch of if then or else statements. That's really what it is.
Okay.
And it's it works on Android, iOS, laptops, desktops, phones, and so you're not worried about if a driver has a Samsung and you have an iPhone that the driver's going to say, well, you know, I can't access it. It's like, no, you can. You can do that. And then everybody in the family can also have access to all the data too, because it's really designed for team collaboration. So you have multiple people that can update, manage the data. And then, of course, as I mentioned, you have different options for people who are on a higher level or an administrator level. How much does it cost? They normally cost per user, and they have different plans, but it's anywhere between $8 and $10 a month per user.
Okay.
So look at Airtable, look at Monday, and then can you do me a solid afterwards and if tell me which one that you decide?
Absolutely.
Because that helps me say to other people who come in with a question like this that I talked to Will in Indianapolis. Are you near Lafayette?
I'm actually southeast of Lafayette, about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm closer to Kokomo than Lafayette.
I see. Okay. So boiler up, does that mean anything to you?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of friends are Purdue fans.
You got it. My niece lives in Lafayette with her family. And we had about a year ago, I was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame. And since I was in Chicago, I just said, hey, we'll stop by. We actually flew into the Purdue airport there. And it was it's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. 100%. Folks, if you ever have a chance to go into the Midwest there, it really ought to take some time and do a drive through. Hey, Will, thanks for your call and keep me posted on how things are progressing with you. Now, if you're sitting here thinking like, oh my gosh, Kim, I don't have the time, the effort, the energy to work with Monday.com or Airtable or anything like that, Google Forms and Sheets, and I just want to see if there's a program out there. Well, you know, there's a website. They used to be an advertiser here on the show. It's called Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. And that's where it's really, if you're looking for business software solutions, maybe it's for your beauty salon, your yoga studio, your dental practice, medical practice, whatever it may be. Again, that's Capterra.com. So you may be saying, like, how do they make money by recommending software? Well, when you go there and you start looking things up, at the top of the list are the sponsored posts. And so what you want to do is always make sure, if you're searching at this website, is that you don't always look at just the ones at the top. You need to scroll down and then compare two or three or five against each other. And be sure to use those compare tools, because it does make it super easy. Again, that website is Capterra.com. All right, let's shift gears just a little bit and let's talk about the birds. Well, identifying the birds. I mean, you know, Alfred Hitchcock asked this back in the 1960s, and I'm going to ask it now. Who runs the planet, humans or birds? I just love birds. Anyway, take a step outside. You probably drown it all out, but birds are everywhere. It's been estimated that there are over 10,000 different bird species, each with their own unique sound. See, here's something else that you just learned on the Kim Komando Show. 10,000 different bird species. So they have multiple calls and songs, can change depending upon where they're located. Of course, what time of day it is, and even when they're trying to get it on. Well, thanks to modern tech, these apps will help you identify different bird species by their chirps alone. First up is Merlin Bird ID. It's probably the best one. It's from Cornell Lab. You can record bird sounds and compare them to the app's database of songs, get suggestions, possible matches. Next up is BirdNet. This app uses AI. And then there's also iBird Pro. You can listen to recordings and then get detailed information too. But I think the best one of all of these is Merlin Bird ID. Let's talk about how to remove location data when you're sharing photos with strangers. Super important, because when you're capturing a selfie, you're getting a lot more than just your face. I mean, your phone keeps track of your location for a lot of good reasons. And many apps need your location, of course, to provide personalized info based on where you're located. I mean, think like Uber or Google Maps. But there's one thing you probably don't know, is that this location tracking extends to your photos. And when you share a photo, that location is also tied to it. It's called metadata. The metadata might include the date that the photo was taken, the camera settings, and of course, the location I was talking about. And when you share your image, anyone can have access to that data, even an internet stranger. So to stop the location sharing on your iPhone, open the image that you want to share, go to Options, and then toggle off location. On Android, just a few more steps. You're going to open your gallery, select Photos, go to Details, and then click Remove Location Data. Okay. And if you're sitting there going, oh, Kim, I was just listening on my run. I don't know how I could ever remember all that. Oh, we've got you covered, silly. No whiners here. Head over to Komando.com and just do a search for Remove Location Data. Let's see. Back to the phones we go. Stacy in Nashville, Tennessee.
I have been listening to you since off and on since in the 90s. Is that possible? The new newsletter is wonderful.
Thank you.
And I recently heard the most valuable thing recently is identifying spam calls, because they've been completely annoying. And now at least I know I'm not missing important calls.
Yeah. And for everybody who does get the newsletter, let me tell you, you're missing out. It's great. It is, in my humble opinion, of course. But I write it, but that's okay. But as far as the
I'm voting for it too.
Thank you. Thank you. As far as the spam calls, if you get a call, just put it in quotes in Google and you can figure out if it's a bad call or something that maybe you should have paid attention to. So, what's going on now with your life?
Well, over the years, I've collected email addresses. I think I've got 7 or 8 of them, which is, I don't know, it seemed like a good idea at the time. And I'm just launching a new business, which is a nonprofit, which is really important. I'm going to be able to help so many people. But if I don't get my digital world organized, my ADD brain is, I'm terribly afraid I'm going to fail.
All right. So what we want to do is you want to get set up filters and one place to get all of this different email, and then probably start shutting down some of these addresses that you don't need anymore, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
And because otherwise, I'm going to come over, I'm going to hit your wrist with a ruler, Stacey, and I say, no more email addresses for Stacey. No more. No more.
Yes, that would be really appropriate, I think.
Well, sounds to me, because you're going to start your business and you're going to have a different domain for that business, I bet, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so then you're probably going to be looking at Google Workspace. Okay.
Because this way, when we start talking about email addresses, you can have various email addresses for different purposes and different people at this new nonprofit that you're starting. In addition to that, you can have Gmail collect your various email addresses, whether it's on Outlook, Yahoo, Gmail, whatever it may be, Hotmail, you name it. You can configure that so that you would have different folders for all of those different email addresses. And then you may find over time that, like, this one's not getting anything. Then you can just turn it off. You can still keep it collecting if you want over at Yahoo. I mean, if you want it to, right? But it's not going to be coming into your whole primary email life that you're going to be seeing inside Gmail, or if you're on Apple Mail or whatever it may be. But we use Google Workspace, and I'm guilty, raising my hand. You and I, we're going to go to emails addresses anonymous at some point. Okay. Is that I probably have 5 different email addresses and for different purposes. Yeah. And I get all of those through my Google Workspace account, and it's really sweet because you can go in and you can set up different filters, different folders, auto replies. I'm not using this email address anymore. Use this one, you know, type of thing. Uh-huh. And then also with Google Workspace, have you ever used Google Workspace?
I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Then, you know, it's fabulous. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, being able to collaborate on docs and sheets and slides, Google Meet for video conferencing. Why pay for Zoom? Just saying, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, $6 a month. I think it goes up to $20 a month, if you're into using all the tools. But I would just definitely sign up for Google Workspace, and then you can configure all of these different email addresses by using POP3 or IMAP and have all of them coming directly into, like, this central location. Get all your emails in one place. And then also, by the way, you can send from multiple addresses, too. So if you wanted to send from one of these different addresses, you can do it. There is a free version web-based, but I think if you're starting this, you're probably going to be going back into Google Workspace. So then you're going to have some additional features along the way, too. If you need any help afterwards, Stacy, I'm always here for you. All right. I read a stat the other day. Get this. HubSpot surveyed marketers and found 78% say that the industry has changed more in the past 3 years than the last 5 decades. Yeah, I agree. It's even more challenging to stay up to date with how much there is on all of our plates. But that's where AI comes into play. Tools like ChatGPT can become your most valuable player for tasks like customer service, inventory management, coming up with product descriptions, digital marketing goals. But here are some pro tips. Now, you have to remember that AI chatbots, they are programmed by people, and they respond to the idea of a tone, a style, and a topic. Now, you don't want to go overboard with these prompts or what you ask to do, or you end up with a word salad. I mean, so what you want to do is say things like, in a conversational tone, describe a product that would appeal to a 35-year-old male, and it has these type of characteristics. You could also say, in a friendly voice, be authoritative. Write it like you're talking to a 5-year-old. So, whatever it may be. And if the more parameters that you can give ChatGPT, the better off that you are. Now, if you're starting to ask ChatGPT to do your social media posts, you have to remember that there is a specific character count, and you don't want the bot to go over this. So, like, for example, on Facebook, you can go up to 63,000 characters. Okay, don't do that, okay, even though you can. Mobile will cut you off at 150, so think shorter the better. Now, X, you can go up to 280 characters, but 70 characters to 100 characters, that's when it performs the best. Instagram, 2,200 characters, but now we're following a trend, less is more. Only the first 125 characters really matter. LinkedIn, again, you can go long, but here we have 25 words that will only make an impact. So you also want to sprinkle in some calls to action. And you want to ask ChatGPT to give you various titles. And you can actually use the word clickbait, or how can I get somebody to click this better, or hand over their credit card. Just think of ChatGPT as an extension of your brain. It's not going to replace your brain, not at all. And remember, whatever results you get back from ChatGPT, there are those hallucinations. Yes, that's what they call it, hallucinations. ChatGPT, lives, sometimes as much as 23% of the time. Crazy stuff. All right, Mike in Springfield, Ohio.
Well, I have a question. First of all, you have to understand, fair warning, I'm technologically challenged, okay? So about everything that I know about the internet and my computer and everything else, I've learned from your letters. So thank you for that. My question is, we have about a 16 by 16 sunroom, sets up against a beautiful 10-acre woods. My wife and I sit in the sunroom in the morning, drink coffee, talk about our coming up day.
Oh, nice.
Well, she has an iPhone SE, and I have an iPhone 14, just the 14. I'll sit on one side of the room. She sits on the other, and she's got like 3 bars of signal, and I've got 1. So I get up and go sit beside her. She's still got 3 bars of signal, and I've got 1. So I'm wondering, the difference I can tell other than the models is that I have an Otter case and she has no case. So is the Otter case protecting my phone and also weakening my signal strength?
She just wants you to sit next to her. That's all. Come on.
Well, I do that for free.
Okay. It could be a couple of things going on. I don't think the Otter box is the problem.
Okay.
It could just be for some reason that you should reset your network settings, because you know there's always these little glitches along the way, and you just go into settings and reset, and then it will reset the network settings. Also, make sure that you might have a carrier update that maybe she got that you didn't get, because you might have different settings on your phone versus hers. You just go to settings in general, then there's about, and then you can see it'd be a software update as well as a carrier update, and make sure that you have that. If you want to get really techie, but you said you're not techie, so I'm hesitant to tell you about this.
Okay.
But I don't think you can hurt yourself if you try it. But you can pretend that you're a cell phone technician, and you can do a field test. And the field test will tell you whether or not that your phone's receiving all the data from the local towers that it should be, and then you can compare it with hers. So that's getting a little bit more in the weeds. So before we get in the weeds, just make sure that you reset your network settings, update any of the carrier settings, and then if you want to do a field test, that's what's called a field test, is just head over to my website, commando.com, and in the search box, type in field test. And basically what you're going to do is open up your phone, get into the keypad, and then you're going to punch in a whole bunch of numbers, and then you're going to get the screen. You're like, whoa, what is this? Okay. And when you're in that screen, that's where there's different things that you can look at under LTE, and then you have received power. But the bottom line here is if a number, the closer the number is to zero, the better off the signal is. If it's a negative 100, it's bad. If it's zero, that's great. So there's also the different positions of the antennas, but if you're sitting right next to each other, I don't think that's really going to matter between the SE and the 14. But I have a feeling that it's really just a matter of making sure that you have all the latest updates and then just reset those network settings. And again, for anybody, if you want to try that field test, we've got the steps on how to do it over on the website. And Mike, glad to talk to you today. Let's see. We can squeeze in another call here. Mark in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I'm just calling. So I moved here. I'm one of these transplants who live in Twin Falls now from California. And part of the reason I moved here is a quiet little town and everything else. I woke up a couple of weeks ago to some gang riding on a fence across the street, which just completely shocked me. And one of my neighbors said that he saw somebody on his camera in the morning at like 6:28, just one person, couldn't really make him out or anything like that. I'm wondering what he's doing at 6:28 in the morning, writing things on the fence. But in any case, it just caused me concern, and I don't have any like security cameras or anything like that outside. And I just started researching it, and I went anywhere from a $8 fake camera you could get at Harbor Freight to, you know, full on wired security system. And I just kind of wanted to get your advice because I know you know a lot of stuff about a lot of things about this. So
I think that's funny. You move from California to Twin Falls and like all of a sudden there's like somebody like tagging you. So I'm tagging the fence.
Well, I'll tell you, I had some vehicles stolen in California, Northern California. That's the whole reason I moved away from there, and part of it, that among other things.
Taxes.
In any case, yeah, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's always a big one. It's a big one. All right, so so you don't have any cameras? Where are you gonna put this camera? In your house?
Well, I wanted to put at least two, one in the front, one in the back, I wanted it to be outside, and so my thought was that I wanted it kind of wired at least for power so that I wouldn't have to be changing batteries and I wouldn't have to be worrying about that, and then possibly even wired hard to, a hard drive or something like that. I don't like paying monthly subscription fees or anything like that, so I'd rather not go that route if I can do it, and I'm pretty handy with wiring stuff, so I'm not adverse to that at all.
Oh, okay, well, you don't have to worry about wires because now the solar powered cameras are really, really darn good.
Oh, good.
So even though you're not going to zap yourself into oblivion, it's a lot easier just to throw a camera up and unwrap the solar panel and then go, here I am.
Okay.
There's a company called Reolink, Reolink. We have quite a few of their cameras here at the studios, and there's no subscription fees because it's going to record to a micro SD card. And so the whole idea is that if you need the footage, you just go out there and you pull it out. Otherwise, it just keeps recording over and over on the card. And it has a lot of good things with it. 180 degree. It has Wi-Fi, of course, color night vision. It also has some human, car, and pet detection tools.
And oh, nice.
So this way you can say, hey, listen, if it's a big elk, I don't want to know. Okay. But if it's a Maserati, please tell me, or a truck. It does work with Alexa. So let me do this. I'm going to send you out a link to this via email and put you on hold. Amber's going to send you out a link to this Reolink camera. Everybody else, we'll put a link to it inside of our free newsletters. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletters, missing out. I'm telling you. Talking about folks from NASA, FBI, we've got, Amazon, Apple, Google folks. I mean, really top people in all the industries as well as everyday folks. Almost 500,000 folks every single day get our free newsletters. Comes out every single morning, and you can sign up right now over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. Mark, glad to hear from you today. Wow, so many great calls today. Okay, I bet your social media feed is loaded with photos and videos that can be really difficult to stomach with this war in Israel and Gaza. From the heart-wrenching scenes of hostage situations, beheadings, grim realities. Not everything that you see online mirrors reality, though, and some content may be doctored or taken out of context. Now, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, they want to keep you glued to the screen. They want to keep you scrolling and seeing all these images, but you can get control back. What you want to do is disable autoplay in the app settings to choose what you want to see. I have a full list of how to do this on any social media platform over at commando.com. That's commando.com, where you can find me 24/7, KOMANDO.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.